Hey, would you please talk to me? You've barely spoken to me since we got back to the hotel room. I even asked if you wanted to shower with me, and you said no. Which normally is fine, but it's not like you to turn down showering with me. Hey, please look at me. Would you just tell me why you're upset? Please? Oh, sweetheart. Is that why? I had no idea. Your friends really said that to you? I can't believe it. You know what? No. Come here. Come on, lay down with me. Yes, yes, I know you just got out of the shower and you only have a towel wrapped around you, but we don't have to get dressed yet. I mean, I'm not even dressed yet. I just have this soft robe on. Aw, come on, you don't want to feel it? Feel how super soft it is while we snuggle and talk this out? Well, go ahead and come here. Alright. Go ahead and get nice and comfy, okay? Just rest your head between my chest. There you go. Better, right? Now, I think I'll just wrap my arms around you like this and squeeze all the sadness out of my baby. Oop, was that too tight? Oh, not tight enough, huh? Come on, I'm not gonna actually squeeze you hard enough to hurt you, silly boy. What's the matter? You're normally more fun about this. If I didn't know any better, I'd think someone's being shy. Are you being shy, honey? Lying in my loving arms? Well, come on, don't try to hide that smile from me. You know I love it too much. Don't make me tickle you to get it out. Alright, alright. Well, now that I've finally gotten you to smile again, are you ready to tell me what's going on? What's going through your head? Well, I did really want to make a good impression, since, you know, it is my first time meeting everybody. I mean, do they not like me or something? Oh, they do like me? Okay, well, that makes me feel a little better, actually. What do you mean they like me a little too much? What does that even mean? Oh, it's your friends, is it? So that's where you went off to. Just pulled you off to the side afterwards. So, what did they say to you? Whoa, 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 are you serious? They actually said that to you? They don't even know our relationship like that. Look, no one is gonna steal me away from you. That's awful. Why didn't you tell me this after it happened? They, you know I would have told them all off and put them right in their place. But I'm sorry, but you don't deserve to be treated like that. You absolutely do deserve me, and I deserve you. You just need new and better friends. They are so insanely jealous of you, it's not even funny. That's why, no, they showed you their true colors tonight. You've done so much for us, and you've worked so, so very hard. And I'm so proud of all that you've done. I know I tell you that all the time, but I really do mean it. I mean, I brag about you to so many people, to literally everyone I know. And I mean it when I say I'm the luckiest girl because I have you. I'm sorry, this makes me so unbelievably angry. I wish you would have told me sooner. I don't know. I can't even think of a way to describe what I'd do. Okay, I'll calm down. I'm sorry. I just... You know me. If I had the chance to, I would have whooped their sorry asses. No one talks to you like that. Period. I just care about you so much. I'm proud to be your girlfriend. And I promise you, I'm not going anywhere. I'll do whatever it takes to make you happy. You know that, don't you? You're mine, and you will always be mine. And you will only be mine. Do you understand? Good. Well, on a lighter note, I did say that you looked really sexy tonight. I know I've told you that 100 times already, but I just couldn't keep my damn off eyes of you in that suit and tie. You know what I was thinking about? Thinking about all the ways that I could use that tie on you. Let's see. Yeah, I could use that tie as a sexy blindfold on you. And then I could do whatever I wanted to you. Or I could use that same tie to restrain your arms behind your back, like super sexy handcuffs. And you know, now that I think about it, maybe we could use that tie as a ball gag when you get too loud and I want you to just shut up. Hey, I'm just kidding. Besides, we both know I don't have any room to talk. I never shut up, that's for sure. And besides, you know I love the sound of your voice. And hey, you know why your friend said all those things, don't you? It's because they wanted to get into your head, make you feel insecure when you shouldn't have to feel that way. They're just mad that you have an absolute hottie for a girlfriend, who's also so sweet and charming and just takes care of you. You know, if I do say so myself at least. We know, and I'm pretty sure they know, they can never pull someone like me. Not even if they wanted to. I think at the end of it all, they just wanted to ruin our night. They could get into your head and shut you down. And then we would end up having an argument like we always do. But they don't know us. They don't know how much I love you and how much I care for you. I guarantee you, they want to be you. Yes, especially tonight. I mean, you saw how I looked, right? Those guys are just losers. I only want you, and I only need you. They're just jealous that I make love to you every night and not them. They're jealous that I'm attracted to you and not them. And they're especially jealous that you're the only person I want to fuck all night long and not them. I'm mad at them because you're mine. All mine. And that will never change. I love you too. And thanks for telling me all of this. I hope it made you feel better at least. No? You sure? Well, that's unfortunate. I guess there's something I'm gonna have to do about that, isn't there? Well, I do know a number of things that'll help cheer you up. You'll just have to help me narrow it down. But don't worry. I know exactly what you like. Oh, just being in my arms is enough. You're such a sweetheart, you know that. But I want to cheer you up the right way. So, let's see if this helps. Maybe some neck kisses. Love bites. Those little neck kisses only seem to help a little bit, huh? Well, how about this then? I think I know exactly what words will help me drive you crazy. Now, who's mommy's good little boy? Yeah? You heard me. So tell me. Who is mommy's
good little boy. What's that, darling? You are. Oh, I think I've caught your interest now. Why don't you tell Mommy what you think will make you feel all better? Come on, tell Mommy. Or better yet, why don't you show Mommy? Go on, show Mommy what'll make it all better for you. Oh, what's that? You want to guide Mommy's hand wherever you want? Show Mommy exactly where you want to go? Okay. Aw. You want me to caress your face? Moving slowly down your neck, over your chest and tummy. I wonder where you're wanting Mommy's pretty little hands. Oh. So that's where you want Mommy's hands, hmm? Right on the bulge underneath the towel? Does that mean you want Mommy to stroke you? No. The little snake head was just so adorable. You know what? Whatever Mommy's good boy wants is what Mommy's good boy will get. So, sweetie, is it okay if Mommy gently rubs your needy dick like this? So slowly over this bath towel? Yeah. Doesn't that feel okay? What if I just move my hand around your neck, just softly resting around your throat, while my other hand is just softly massaging right in between your legs? You like it when my hand is softly wrapped around your throat while I stroke you, don't you? Yeah? I know you do. Oh, I know you do. Are you getting horny, baby? Are you getting all turned on for Mommy? Do you like Mommy's hands rubbing you? Ever so slowly, softly? What are you waiting for? Why don't you take that towel off so Mommy can go ahead and grab your hard, throbbing cock? There you go. Well, 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 look at that. Such a needy little dick. Oh. Well, would you look at that? Pre-cum's just pouring out of you. Mommy loves the taste of your pre-cum. Are you excited for Mommy? Do you want Mommy to grab your nice hard dick? Oh, my, my, my. Aren't you as hard as a rock? Does my tight grip around the base of your cock feel good? Aw, I haven't even moved my hand up and down yet. Yet you're squirming around so much. I guess it really does feel good, doesn't it?
Ah-ah! Don't you buck your hips up. Don't you dare fuck my hand unless I tell you to. You got it? Good boy.
Good, good boy. You know, normally I tease you just a little bit more before I get things going. We've had a rough day. With your friends and all. So you know what? I think I'll just go ahead and get this thing rolling and stroke you up and down for a little bit. I just know my hand jerking you all feels too good. And you know, watching you squirm around like that, but I'm still able to control you. I love having this much control. Do you want Mommy's hand to stroke up and down a little bit faster? And harder? You sure you want me to do that? You think you can handle it? Oh, are you sure? Sure. You're so cute whenever you beg for me. Oh, what's that? You're a big boy who can handle it? Oh, of course you are, of course you are. You can take it. Fuck, you're turning me on so hard. You made Mommy's pussy so wet. I just have to grind against the back of you. And I really want to ride your cock. You know, this cock right here. You like it when mommy takes advantage of you, don't you? You like it when mommy uses your dick, don't you? Do you love feeling my pussy on your back? God, you're so fucking perfect. Now, mommy wants to see you stroke yourself. Mommy wants to see you play. Play for mommy's pleasure. I want to watch you jerk yourself off. I'm going to take my hand off now, and I want you to grab yourself and stroke up and down for me. Come on, show mommy how you touch yourself. That's a good boy. Yes. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep stroking. God, I love watching you. I want you to do mommy a favor. I want to make a big old mess for mommy. I want to watch you shoot a pig load all over your chest. You can do that for me, right? Can't you? Mommy wants you so, so bad. I want you inside of me so, so badly. Yeah, that's right. Keep going. Come on. I want you to say my name. God, I could get off by you just saying it. Come on, let me hear you say it, baby. Say, mommy. Mommy. Yes. Yes, that's right. Say it again. Good. God, you're such a good boy. I love you. I love you. Come on, come for mommy, please. Make a big mess for mommy. Come on. I know you can. Come for me. Come for mommy. There you go. Oh, good boy, good boy. Fuck, you're such a good boy. I love you so, so much. God, look at the mess you made for mommy. Mommy's very pleased. Come on, turn around and kiss me. I love you. That was nice. So, did that cheer you up? Well, come on, lay down and face me so I can look at you. Hi there. Oh, now that that's all said and done, looks like we have an excuse to shower again. So, if you're up for it, you maybe want to try doing it together this time? Or are you going to turn me down again? I'm kidding. Look at you. I love you more than anything else in the world. You're all I've ever wanted and more. You're all I've ever needed and more. I just wanted to assure you that you don't have to worry anymore. You have my heart. So please don't ever think that you're so easily replaceable. I really couldn't imagine my life without you. I mean, after all, I already can't believe that you're mine. You're my baby, and that's never gonna change. So come here. Come and be my little spoon. You know you're the cutest little spoon on the planet. Uh-huh. Don't argue with me. That's right. God, how did I ever live without you? You really are the best. How are you feeling? Are you happy just snuggling up here with me? Aww. Well, you can always snuggle for as long as you need, okay? I'm not going anywhere.
Not for too long.
Well, why's that?
I mean, you can do whatever you want, I guess.
Oh! So you're up for a steamy hot shower with me now, huh? Good. You know, I love taking nice long showers with you. And fucking in the shower with you? Ugh, so good. By the way, have you seen the bathtub that's in there? It's fucking huge.
I mean, we could just fuck in it too. Yeah, I know we have a few more days left here, so we'll definitely get good use out of it. So just relax. We have plenty of time.
Oh, hey babe. Did you happen to see the menu that they have here at the hotel? For room service?
We have got to order something off that menu. Well, yeah, of course I looked at the menu. It's one of the first things I did when we got here. You know I got a big appetite. Just everything looks so good. I'm not really sure what I'm gonna get yet, but I'm definitely ordering one of everything on the menu for sure.
Yes.
One of everything.
Well, why not?
I'll eat it, I promise.